Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Well, I gotta tell you, that's what I'm hearing actually from a lot of other people. The only people in my particular universe who seem to be concerned about it, interestingly enough, are the doctors. I ran into a fellow who did major surgery on me about 3 years ago. I said, are you concerned about COVID? He said, definitely. Some of our neighbors up here, Jimmy, who are retired physicians, maintain a high level of concern for what's going on. Now, the only reason that
How old are they? They're
over 70.
Yeah, big difference, because our next door neighbor, who is a doctor, a practicing doctor here in our region, she's like, this is ridiculous. The neighbor across the street, again, a practicing doctor here, yeah, who's, you know, younger, this is crazy. This is insane. Again, if you need to be concerned, if you're an elderly doctor, if you're anybody that's elderly, you've got to be careful. Take care of yourself. Personal responsibility. Cover yourself. But don't, it's both unfair, but also just vicious to force everybody else to try to protect you when there's very, very little threat for people, for younger Americans.
You know, I looked at the stats that CFS sent me couple of days ago, and even at my age, 76, the odds of me perishing from the COVID-19 virus are not anywhere near as high as some people would like you to think. I have a 95% chance to survive it if I get it, as does my wife. I really think,
which is actually,
yeah,
that's actually a higher percentage of survivability than for pneumonia.
Exactly.
So of a normal flu. So,
exactly. Yeah. I guess my question is, what the hell's going on and why?
Well, again, the politics of this have become so devastating to America. Scorched earth politics by authoritarian capitalists and people that want to control our future, that believe that they know better. And they're willing to do anything. They're willing to cheat. They're willing to be, you know, to undermine American citizens, actually force people back into retirement homes, force, you know, into areas where they're at huge risk in order to prove their point. They're willing to stop treatment with hydroxychloroquine and other treatments in order to prove their point for politics, not for the benefit of America. And that is where we've come in this nation, where we're so divided that people are willing to actually risk others' lives in order to win their point. And unfortunately, it's the left. It's the progressives that are willing to do this, and it's sad.
Well, the only point I can make, Jimmy, is it sure does appear that way. Yeah, it really does. I mean, I had a huge sigh of relief when I read the missive that CFS sent regarding my chances of surviving the COVID at the age of 76. I really, a huge sigh of relief, around a 95, 96% chance that I would survive it, around a 95, 96% chance that my wife would survive it if she happened to get it. I mean, it's absolutely maddening to me, no question about that. Jimmy, we got a debate coming up tonight, and I'd like to ask you, why don't you and I do a daily editorial as soon as the debate is over? Will that work for you?
Yeah, I'll probably be able to do that. I definitely want to process and see how this thing works out. It's going to be interesting tonight. I think that the Democratic Party is, in every aspect, they've attempted to control this election process and protect Joe Biden. The media has been out there to protect him. All the operatives for the DNC have been out there to try to cover for him. He's going to have to spend an hour and a half on his feet thinking and talking to a very quick and a very funny Donald J. Trump. And I think this is going to be a very interesting opportunity for many Americans who have been listening to the propaganda on the left and are going to see it straight up. And I'm predicting that it's going to be an eye-opener for many of the Biden supporters. And I think a lot of people are going to fall away and say, wow, I just can't support that.
Jimmy, your phone is going to ring. Let me rephrase that. Your Skype is going to ring 10 minutes after the debate is over. Okay?
All right.
Hey, Jimmy, getting away from the COVID just for a second, COVID-19, and getting away from the upcoming debate with Chaim, waiting with bated breath, I got to tell you, we've got some new news concerning the General Flynn situation. Can you describe that, please?
Well, today, General Flynn and his lawyer, Sidney Powell, are staying in front of Judge Sullivan, the D.C. District Court judge who has tried to drag out dropping the case on General Flynn because of lack of evidence and actually prosecutor misconduct on Department of Justice and the Mueller investigation team. So he has to make a decision today. It'll be very interesting of where that decision, you know, comes. I don't know if he's going to announce it today, but it's going to come very quickly, whether he's going to try to drag it out and then be forced to go to another appeals. But there's no legal basis to continue the action against Michael Flynn, though the press is still harping on, the mainstream press is still harping on the fact that Flynn had pleaded guilty, when in fact we know now that the Department of Justice and the Mueller team had threatened to prosecute his son and offered him this deal to take a guilty plea, when in fact they had evidence that he did not lie. So in fact, there's massive amounts of evidence. So that's what's going on one level. And then just breaking now is a letter from the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, declassifying very specific details on what the CIA under John Brennan had briefed Obama on Hillary Clinton's campaign and a proposal from her foreign policy advisor to use Russia collusion to stir up a scandal in order to cover for the email scandal of the Clinton team. And this is damning documentation that really shows a failure on the DOJ and, of course, what happened further with Comey and Peter Strzok, apparently approving a plan to spy on the Trump campaign and allow Russian hackers to cover up the Russian hacking or the reported Russian hacking of the DNC server, which unfortunately is just unbelievable level of corruption from the entire Obama administration. So crazy stuff that's happening right as we approach the last few weeks of the election.
Jimmy, the only comment I can make is it's very well timed, to say the least. It's timed. Will it be out before the debate?
So they've actually released, there's a letter from the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, declassifying these documents. And I'm actually reading the September 29th, 2020 memorandum to the Senate Judiciary Chairman, Lindsey Graham. And it's out. And so the press is going to have to stumble over themselves to try to cover this up, because it will have weeks now to germinate as we go before the election.
Today is going to be, Jimmy, from a political standpoint, today, Tuesday, the 29th of December, is, or I'm sorry, what am I saying? 29th of September is going to be one of the most interesting days in the progression of this particular election that's coming up. Again, let's chat, Jim, 10 minutes after the debate is over. Is that going to work?
That sounds good. Yeah.
Good.
We'll talk to you later, Al.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.